Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A walrus calf seemingly left by her herd near Alaska's northernmost city is alert and sassy as she receives care at a nonprofit wildlife response center hundreds of miles away following her recent rescue, a center spokesperson said on Thursday. Alaska Sea Life Center spokesperson Katie Grant said the nearly 165-pound crinkly-bodied Pacific walrus arrived at the Sea Life Center in Seward late Monday from Utqiagvik, some 800 miles away. An initial exam indicated the calf, thought to be a couple weeks old, was malnourished and dehydrated. The calf also had superficial wounds on her body, though it is not clear what caused them, and little is known of the circumstances that caused her to be left alone, Grant said. Hunters had reported that a walrus herd had recently been in the beach area where the calf was found, according to the center, which is also a public aquarium and research facility. Since walrus calves seek comfort through contact with their mothers, the center says staff provide round-the-clock attention. Calves typically stay with their mothers for 2 years. Pacific walruses live in the Bering and Chukchi Seas. They haul out on sea ice and along the coast and islands of Alaska and Russia, according to the State Department of Fish and Game. Merrydale Avenue in Soldotna may be getting an overhaul after its reconstruction was designated nearly $4 million in funds from a recent trio of appropriations bills approved by the United States Senate. According to a press release from the office of U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, $3.9 million was designated to reconstruct Merrydale Avenue from its intersection with the Kenai Spur Highway. The release deems the reconstruction necessary because the road, quote, serves as the primary access point to the medical, retail, government, and educational sectors in the core of Soldotna.
I think this is wonderful news for our community. I'm thrilled to see this advancing,
said Soldotna City Council member Jordan Chilson.
We continue to look for any opportunity we can to fund maintenance of capital infrastructure like roads like that. So historically, the state used to pick up the tab for a lot of that with local communities.
The federal dollars would provide a means for the much needed reconstruction without saddling Soldotna residents with the bill. A man who sent a message to Governor Mike Dunleavy in April threatening to kill the governor has been charged with terroristic threatening and criminal impersonation, court documents say. An Alaska State Trooper dispatch posted on Sunday says the incident involving 22-year-old Seward resident Matthew Stanley began with a report submitted to the Department of Public Safety on April 12th. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation's Technical Crime Unit received a report of an online threat directed to an elected official in Alaska, the dispatch states. According to the dispatch, investigators determined that the threat originated from Stanley, who was attempting to attribute the threat to a different Seward resident due to a personal dispute. Charges contained within the court documentation reveal that data from the State Office of Information Technology showed the message was transmitted via a virtual private network, which can conceal users' internet activity. However, the network's operator informed troopers that there was no account linked to the specified sender. Charging documents show that on April 12th, the governor's office received a feedback form with the name and contact details of another resident from Seward. The message urged Governor Dunleavy to increase wages for members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, including both the listed sender and his son. According to Department of Public Safety Public Information Officer Austin McDaniel, the dispatch was posted on Sunday after the charges against Stanley were officially filed in court.
The report came in April and it was investigated and charging decisions were made and we became aware of those formal charging decisions over the weekend.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.